your exclusive place today. Search the Kia Electric Experience.
Kia. Movement that inspires.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 2 o'clock, police are searching 20 plots of land near the Portuguese resort where the then three-year-old Madeleine McCann went missing 18 years ago. According to Portuguese media, authorities will also investigate two wells. Journalist Robin Swan says investigators must be focusing on the area for a reason.
It's a parcel of land that is owned by multiple private individuals, so lots of permissions have been sought. So one assumes they have something interesting or something serious as a lead to go on.
The prime suspect in the case, known as Christian B, denies any involvement in Madeleine's disappearance. Israeli forces have rejected claims they fired on people as they headed towards an aid distribution site in Rafah, killing 27. The IDF says it fired at a few individual suspects approaching its forces who ignored warning shots. Dr. Nick Maynard works with medical aid. He says recognised distribution mechanisms are not being used.
It is very, very clear that none of the aid is getting to where it should be distributed. So this militarization of aid distribution, as predicted by all the reputable aid organizations, is not sorting out the catastrophic humanitarian crisis.
US private equity company KKR has pulled out of plans to invest in troubled utility firm Thames Water. It says it's no longer in a position to proceed with a £3 billion investment. Ministers have threatened legal action against former Chelsea owner Roman Abramovich. They're looking to release £2.5 billion worth of funds from the forced sale of the football club to help victims of the Ukraine war. A new longevity record has been set. For cheese, a 36-kilogram parmesan, estimated to be worth €20,000, was opened and tasted in Italy on Sunday, having matured for 27 years and 3 months at a dairy near Parma. And the weather, rain moving eastwards across England and Wales, clearing the southeast later. It's going to be cooler, a high of 19. From Global's newsroom. For Classic FM, I'm Tim Humphrey.
This is Classic FM. From Global.
And of course, Tim, we know what kind of music that cheese listens to, don't we? It is R and Brie. I'm here all afternoon, apparently.
Anne-Marie Minhall.
On Classic FM.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
Such a great tune by Carl Davis, who was also conducting the Philharmonia Orchestra. Meet the Family from his Pride and Prejudice suite. Our pianist was Melvin Tan. And Prokofiev, Romeo and Juliet, Dance of the Nights, played by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra and Vladimir Ashkenazy. 12 minutes past two on Classic FM this Tuesday afternoon. Thank you for being with us today. This week, it has been announced by the violinist Nicola Benedetti that she is about to embark upon, well, in the autumn, a full tour of the UK, her first in more than a decade. And Nicola has said, it's been over 10 years since my last full tour of the nation. And having recently come off maternity leave, I'm really excited to perform in so many beautiful venues and reconnecting with audiences I haven't seen in some time. She's going to be in Basingstoke, Dundee, Dumfries, Aberdeen, Edinburgh, Inverness, Glasgow, Ayr in October. And then in November and December, Manchester, Dublin, London, Poole, Belfast and Harrogate. Here's what we've been missing. This is Nicola playing us the third movement of Beethoven's Violin Concerto. ¶¶
Thank you.
from her brand new album released this spring. Nicola Benedetti plays us Beethoven, the Violin Concerto. We heard the finale, Nicola performing with the Aurora Orchestra and conductor Nicholas Cullen. More about her solo tour can be found at our website, plus a story about Beethoven. More importantly, actually a picture of Beethoven, a scientific reconstruction revealing Beethoven's true face, allegedly 200 years after he left us. I've got to be honest with you, he looks a bit intimidating, but this face has been revealed through this scientific reconstruction by an author of a new study who's looking at Beethoven's life and legacy. And he's completed the first ever reconstruction of the composer's appearance based on historical photographs of the musician's skull provided by the Beethoven House in Bonn in Germany. It's a fascinating story and really interesting pictures as well. Have a look at classicfm.com. By the way, he still looks a bit grumpy.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Johann Sebastian Bach, part of his violin partita number 3, played on piano by Mao Fu Chisa on Classic FM. And Puccini's O Mio Bambino Caro, the Giuseppe Verdi Symphony Orchestra of Milan, with Anton Coppola as the conductor. And the singer was Angela Giorgio. And listening to Angela sing that so beautifully, I was reminded of an interview, I think back in 2013, if memory serves correct. I interviewed her. She was in London at the Royal Opera House for performances of La Rondine. And she talked about everything from Baroque music to Beyoncé. And she said music for her is like a mission all the time. It was, you must do this, like someone just pushed me to be on stage, make everybody in front of me dream with me and to give pleasure. And she still is. 28 minutes past 2 on Classic FM.
Thank you.
glancing at the album cover of Albrecht Meyer, from which that piece of music came from. He has a passing resemblance to the actor Leslie Phillips, I think. Maybe just me. Albrecht Meyer on oboe with the German Chamber Orchestra of Bremen, the Rondo in C by Mozart on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Mazurski and the March from Boris Godunov. Eric Kunzel here on Classic FM. He was our man to conduct the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra.
Thank you. Classic FM.
Alexandra Tarot bringing us Gabriel Fauré's Romance Without Words and Andrew Lloyd Webber's Music of the Night, taken from The Phantom of the Opera, played by his own orchestra, conducted by Simon Lee, part of Symphonic Suites. It is 70 minutes before three on Classic FM, and Rossini wants the spotlight. Rossini, the Italian composer's overture to Semiramide. Antonio Pappano has the baton for the National Academy of St. Cecilia Orchestra. News and weather next on Classic FM, and then your Hall of Fame, 3 and 3.
Classic FM.
Listen back to Classic FM's Race to the Galapagos Islands on Global Player.
Sue Perkins here, and yes, there's still a chance to join me on board our musical expedition across the world. But where are we going? Well, we're heading to the Galapagos Islands, sailing through incredible destinations, figuratively speaking, and taking in the finest music along the way.
Classic FM's Race to the Galapagos Islands with Sue Perkins. Catch up on Global Player with HX Hurtigruten Expeditions. Change the way you see the world.
If I need an eye test, I don't go to Specsavers.
One thing you won't see at Specsavers is me.
Do I go?
Yes!
I mean, no.
Me? I don't go to Specsavers. Nor you, eh, Spike?
Should have gone to Specsavers. Nah.
Hi, Specsavers. Here for your eye test.
They come to me instead.
Come in. Kettle's on.
Oh, thank you.
If you can't go to Specsavers unaccompanied, we could come to you. See if you're eligible at specsavers.co.uk/home visits.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running. Octopus Energy.
How likely is she to, you know, have another heart attack?
Can I still go to the gym after heart surgery?
Is my mum still my mum if she has a new heart?
When it comes to heart health, no question is too big or small. That's why British Heart Foundation have dedicated cardiac nurses you can speak to by phone, email, or online chat.
Hi, this is Chloe from British Heart Foundation. How can I help?
Search BHF Cardiac Nurses.
Ready to order, signora.
Yes, I'll start with concerns about the patio doors being easy to force open, followed by a nagging feeling the bins make it easy to climb over the back fence. And chips, please.
You're not on holiday if your head's at home. 24/7 alarm monitoring means ADT thinks about home security, so you don't have to. Check out the latest summer security offers. Visit adt.co.uk.
Listeners, we interrupt the airwaves to share an incredible discovery. The reason why Britain hasn't been so great of late is because the country hasn't been eating enough Weetabix. We must get to work in rebuilding Great Britain, Bix by Bix. By delivering Weetabix to whoever plans the traffic diversions, to delivery drivers who can't seem to find your house, and people who don't stack the dishwasher properly. To Britain, we must say, have you had your Weetabix?
Mum has always loved pottering in the garden and her daily walks with the dog. But when life became more challenging, especially after her fall, I couldn't always be there. That's when we turned to Country Cousins. Within 24 hours, they introduced us to Mum's wonderful live-in carer. Now, with the extra support, Mum's safe and happy, and we've all felt looked after, including the dog.
For over 60 years, Country Cousins has been matching families with exceptional live-in carers. Search Country Cousins online today.
Find top-rated wellness products on Amazon, like these aromatherapy candles with 5-star reviews. I smell fantastic value. Or this essential oils massage set. Oh, that's better. Oops, drifted off. And this single-serve coffee machine, back in the room. Amazon, find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 3 o'clock, Portuguese and German authorities are carrying out a new search for Madeleine McCann. The 3-year-old went missing from an apartment complex in Praia da Luz in 2007. Police say the search is expected to continue until Friday. Global reporter for the Mail Online, Nick Pisa, is in Portugal and has told us they hope to link the prime suspect to the crime.
We don't know specifically, that the gut feeling is that perhaps this is just a one final straw, one final attempt at casting the net out to try and get some concrete forensic evidence.
The prime suspect in the case, known as Christian B, denies any involvement. The UN has described attacks on civilians trying to access food aid as unconscionable. Officials in Gaza say 27 people were killed after Israeli soldiers opened fire near an aid site in Rafah. The IDF claims a group posed a threat and refused to retreat when warned. The Dutch Prime Minister, Dick Schoof, is to stand down. It follows anti-Muslim populist Geert Wilders withdrawing his party from the coalition government. The government here insists Thames Water remains stable after a multi-billion pound takeover deal collapsed. A US private equity firm pulled out of the bid, which would have seen £4 billion worth of investment. The struggling supplier says it's disappointing. Shadow Environment Secretary Victoria Atkins has accused the government of talking themselves out of a deal.
According to a source close to KKR, one of the reasons they pulled out was because they were concerned about negative rhetoric directed at Thames Water and the rest of the industry in recent weeks by the Secretary of State and other ministers.